For as we, even if we come by, we are going to gradually be a race of malnutritioned people. We're going to have nothing to eat that's worth anything. We're going to have none of the ideas and concepts that are important to us. And in this now mind, we also have something to think about. If we have enough bad generations, the now mind is damaged. And when the time comes to make a decision, the no mind is not going to be able to see as clearly as it should. All kinds of propaganda disable the thinking of the human being. And this propaganda is necessary to permit us to keep on making the mistakes that are profitable to somebody, whether they are profitable to us or not. So now we have come to the really another thing. We're going to get to go on. We're reading every day in the paper the new problems that arise. We understand little by little the difficulties that we all face. But we also might begin to think a little bit about this developing discrimination and integrity for ourselves. We do not need to fall for every temptation that comes along. We do not need to hunt for bargains forever in a world where we won't find any. We don't have to buy the things we don't need simply because a neighbor has one. We don't need to pay fabulous salaries to people for work that is very mediocre. Little by little, by censorship of our own conduct, we can gradually reduce waste. And if we get rid of waste, even though it doesn't cut down the whole pattern, if we get through with waste, we will add maybe 100 years to our problems of survival. We've got to do something to change the pattern. We have gradually wasted away the planet on which we live. We have allowed it to be exploited. We have transformed a beautiful world into a terrible graveyard of wars. We have also changed the ambitions of the individual. Instead of seeking to be good and happy and have ideals and a family life and a good job, we want nothing less than opulence. We want also the privilege of having lung cancer if we want it. No one should make a law that we shouldn't have it. If we want to carry guns and shoot each other, that's a privilege. We should never be interfered with. And if anyone says to us that we shouldn't do any of these things, there's no cry go up. The answer is not to raise situations which are going to have cries like this. If the individual who is thoughtful simply doesn't do the things which he knows are not right, little by little, his influence will increase. There is a marked rising now of efforts to meet some of these challenges, to do better than we have done. If so, we can move from dead yesterday to brave tomorrow. We can go across by crossing the bridge of integrity. If we go across of our own free will and joy in the future, we can achieve many of these things. But if we stand on the near side, on the side of memory, and say it's all terrible and prove it by 50,000 quotations, we'll still be the same. And we can watch our legislators, we can watch everyone involved in these matters to see if we can find the ones who are able to take the problem and face it in the terms of nature. Every problem we have is part of natural law. Every problem that we have is faced by nature on all kinds of sides, in every direction. And a wonderful, natural, intuitive wisdom guides the decisions. Man is capable of this intuitive wisdom, much more even than the animal. There are things that animals won't do that human beings do every day. They do not recognize the values of the faculties with which they have been endowed. So we know that one of the things that we can do, in the past we can organize the memories so they will teach us something. The future, we can organize our hopes so that we can accomplish something. And in between, in the now, in this moment, we can organize our recognition of values until we begin to do things first that deserve first action. The decision to do it right is ours. And it is based upon, perhaps, the sorrows of having done it wrong too long. But at the time comes, we have to make these changes. Now, if we make them by revolution, we have thousands of dead. We have horrors beyond words of people who would rather die than straighten out their lives because they do not realize that their lives are in their own hands and always have been. But if we can get things started, something will happen. And something that will happen that's very valuable. Now, in between yesterday and tomorrow, there is this I. There is this self. There is something that is in a mysterious way, free from all these attachments. It is in us, but we have to use it. It has to be called upon to express itself. We have to make a rule about it. In the Orient, we have laws and we have systems of philosophy that help to develop and strengthen the discriminations that we need. But over in the West here, we're supposed to be graduates from those kind of rules. We're supposed to do right because it's right, not because we have to be taught to do it to please the gods. We have to do it to please ourselves, that we have to be right. But if we are right and can get to that kind of thinking, then we will realize there's no need for revolutions. There's no need for tearing down the statues. Little by little, step by step, we will correct the mistakes. And in so doing, we will discover that it is this correction of mistakes that is the reason we are here. We are here faced by decision. We are faced here by a problem that always presents two appearances. This is for one purpose primarily. It is to help us to grow. Instead of having a teacher tell us these things, it has circumstances reveal these things to us in no uncertain terms. We have to know by experience. And the experience that will help us is that of just judgment and the integrities of philosophy. So if we use the simple rules of common sense, we don't have to worry about all these great big things that are such problems for us. We come along all right. And we come around without any major upheaval. The world isn't going to get very unhappy over the fact that some of us are a little happier. It's not going to wreck everything if we are not corrupted. If we want to buy where the product is reasonable, this is not a sin. If we don't buy things we don't need, this is not a crime. It is an economic mistake. But the economic system should have been changed long ago so that it wouldn't have been a mistake. A system of economics that has to survive on extravagance is no good. A system of government that has to depend upon policing peoples is not right. But each individual has to be given a caretaker, has to be given a nurse or an orderly or someone to take care of him until he can take care of himself. So at the present time, we have nations with billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar annual budgets to help people to take care of themselves. And a little question is sometimes, who is being taken care of? But we'll pass over that lightly. The fact remains that we can, with a little bit of thoughtfulness, recognize what to do and how to do it. We can recognize that in ourselves, in our heart of hearts, in our soul, in our spirit, is a divine power forever resident. The spirit with us is good. The soul is its agent. The soul is a wonderful, beautiful necessity. It is something that guides us in ways of righteousness. If we listen to these things in ourselves, we will not be deceived by shoppers on the outside. We will not buy things we do not want simply because of advertising. We will think quietly, work things through, and will gradually develop a sense of merit. Now, this will be very useful not only in the near future. We may pass out of this life before the world is on a merit system. It is quite possible. And it's possible that our children's children will pass out before it is a merit system. But if we start now, it will be more meritorious than it will be if we don't do anything about it. A 50% improvement would be so remarkable that we wouldn't recognize the planet anymore. But we had to start with ourselves. And within each of us is the power of redemption. We can redeem, convert, redeem, and save our own resources. We can think through our own values. We can be worshipful of our own good. We can see the God in our own souls and recognize and serve that God in the souls of others around us. We can move from a materialistic foundation of spend and spend to a more idealistic foundation of use and use correctly. If we will do these things, we will find a more or less painless revolution. Certainly, it'll be a little inconvenient. We'll have a little worry over the idea that some prize fighter is making 10 times as much money as we are making. But if that gets all very serious in your mind, remember what the prize fighter does with the money. It's nothing. It's gone in a few days, or some luxury, or at most, he has to go to the grave taking nothing with him but what he brought. So that all this great fol-de-rol about fame and fortune is part of a viewpoint that has no foundation in integrity. And integrity says we're here to do interesting things. If we didn't have to worry about money, we could be artists, musicians. We could do all kinds of philosophy. We could serve each other. We could develop new ideas that would add thousands of years to the life expectancy of living things. We could have the investigation of values. And we could gradually develop within ourselves knowledge that we could take with us beyond the grave. The only wealth that we can take beyond the grave is our own soul. And the more we develop that soul, the more we work with it, the more we turn it to unselfishness, the more we use it for the development of securities for the needy and idealism for the ones who are ready for it. We can help to have a better generation of children. We can get over a great many problems without ever for 1 minute making anybody really unhappy, because the people who don't believe in it don't care anyway. And those who don't care anyway will have to wake up a few more times before they know what it's all about. But they'll be along anyway. You don't need to worry about them too much. We see in the last month, year or two, a marked change in the attitudes of many governments and many people, individuals and races and communities, a realization of the importance and the need for the ensoulment of the skills of life. We need to know that we are here to learn, and that the things we are supposed to learn have to do with universal good, not simply the problem of making a few dollars while we're here. So if we remember the sorrows of our past and remember that humanity is passing through those same pains that hurt us so desperately, and that we can also remember the things we have done in the will do in the future, and have done in our futures from day to day, where we have done things that were good, things that were wrong, where we have abused the privileges of life, but we have also found out some new things, some new beauties in the human soul. We suddenly become more aware that we are not evil creatures. We are simply children growing up, searching to understand, searching for growth, and someday we'll be victorious. These kind of thinkings, I think we will find that we can live our neighbors right now a little easier. We will, when the moment we realize beyond question that all antagonism, all that type of conflict, all jealousies, all conflicts of competition are unworthy of the human being, when we realize this, I think we'll come along and have a much better life and a much better hope for the future. Thank you.